The Salams. Cranky Kareem says Alhamdulillah. Written by Gazma Wajahat. Illustrated by Chema Sophie. It was a spectacular day in Salamville. The sun was shining, the birds were chirping their praises to Allah. The flowers bloomed lovely shades of lavender and crimson. And most of all, Happy Hamdi's allergy medication seemed to be working particularly well today. Alhamdulillah, sang Happy Hamdi, breathing in a breath of fresh air. On the other side of town, however, things were not as chirpy. Although the sun was shining, the birds singing and flowers blooming on this side of Salamville too, Cranky Kareem appeared to be less than pleased about it. Cranky Kareem stomped out of his house to check the mail.
Gah! This sun going to blind me one day, I tell you!
As he reached his mailbox, he covered his ears.
Gah! Turn off that racket! Isn't it time for you birds to fly south yet? Shoo! Shoo!
And as he walked back inside, he made certain to stomp all over the colorful flowers. Cranky Kareem sat down and poured his morning coffee into his favorite brown mug.
Gah! Out of sugar?
He yelled, slamming the sugar pot. Angrily, he sipped his bitter coffee and immediately spat it back out.
Gah! Bitter!
Cereal seemed like a safer option, he thought. After pouring his cocoa fluff into his bowl, he tilted his carton of milk and...
Gah! Out of milk! Crunch, crunch, crunch. Bleh!
Cranky Kareem mumbled, crunching his dry cereal. At the park, Cranky Kareem sank into the bench and sighed.
Ugh! Peace and quiet, finally!
And just as he said this, Happy Hamdi skipped over to him.
Why, Cranky Kareem, assalamu alaikum! What a pleasant surprise! How are you doing?
Just the usual,
he groaned, and then reluctantly mumbled,
And you?
Oh, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah! I am absolutely splendid! All praise to Allah for this wonderful day!
But before Cranky Kareem could properly scoff, Happy Hamdi bounced away.
If only he had half the day I had, he wouldn't be jumping around saying Alhamdulillah.
Cranky Kareem sneered as he watched Happy Hamdi telling greedy Gamal and healthy Hassan about his fantastic day. Then, for the first time that day, Cranky Kareem smiled. He had an idea, and needless to say, when Cranky Kareem has an idea, it isn't the most pleasant.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Happy Hamdi sprinted towards his car for Dhuhr prayers when very sneakily Cranky Kareem stuck out his foot and tripped Happy Hamdi. Happy Hamdi stood up to find a pounding purple bruise on his nose.
Ouch! Goodness me, I need to be more careful.
That must hurt, huh?
Cranky Kareem gloated, smiling ear to ear.
It sure does, but alhamdulillah.
Happy Hamdi beamed as he carefully pounced back to his car. Cranky Kareem was disappointed. He wasn't expecting Happy Hamdi to be so, well, happy. But then he thought of a bigger, better plan, a much more unpleasant plan. Happy Hamdi walked towards the door of the masjid when suddenly an odd, mysteriously cranky masked man bumped into Happy Hamdi, dropping a tray of syrupy baklava all over him.
Oh dear, that was sticky,
Happy Hamdi grinned, licking his fingers.
Alhamdulillah.
Wiping his hands, Happy Hamdi continued to walk out the masjid. Just then, his foot hit a rope and a bucket of ice-cold water fell on his head.
Cold! So cold! Alhamdulillah!
He chuckled, wiping his face. Drenched from head to toe, Happy Hamdi walked to his car. But yet again, something peculiar happened. His car would not start.
Oh dear, I guess I'll have to walk home.
Alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah, said Happy Humdi as he stepped out of his car and made his way down the sidewalk.
Cranky Kareem, who was hiding behind a bush, simply could not take it anymore. He jumped out and gave a frustrated squeal.
Oh, what is wrong with you? Sticky baklava, the ice cold water, your broken car, after everything that happened, how can you still say Alhamdulillah?
Happy Humdi chuckled.
Oh, my dear Cranky Kareem, if it is Allah's will, then I am thankful. After all, no plan is better than Allah's plan. Alhamdulillah!
Enough! How can you be happy all the time? You had sticky syrup all over you!
Happy Humdi giggled.
And some landed in my mouth. I was so hungry. Alhamdulillah.
But then you got wet,
Cranky Kareem blurted.
And alhamdulillah, all the sticky syrup washed away.
But your car is broken. You have to walk home.
So my wet fur can dry in the warmth of the sun. All praises to Allah, exclaimed Happy Humdi.
Go!
Cranky Kareem was a little, well, cranky, and stomped away grumbling angrily to himself. He stopped abruptly and thought. He simply could not believe Happy Humdi was that grateful.
It's got to be an act, he said.
All of a sudden, Healthy Hassan accidentally bumped into Cranky Kareem and knocked him over while jogging.
Go! Why I oughta?
Yelled Cranky Kareem as he got up.
Whoosh!
At that moment, a big red train passed by the very railroad track Cranky Kareem had been standing on.
Cranky Kareem! Oh, are you okay? I didn't...
You knocked me off a railroad track! I was standing on a railroad track!
Sputtered Cranky Kareem.
I know! I'm so very sorry, Cranky Kareem. Oh, it looks like you've sprained your ankle.
I sprained my ankle. You knocked me over. I could have been hit by a train, but you knocked me over. You knocked me to the ground and you saved my life. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, you pushed me off the track. I sprained my ankle. All praises to Allah, Alhamdulillah.
And then, just like that, Cranky Kareem limped all the way home singing,
Alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah, Alhamdulillah.
While the sun was shining, the birds were chirping their praises to Allah, and the flowers bloomed lovely shades of lavender and crimson.